Thank you for downloading this podcast from CFC Jesus Ministries of Christian Fellowship Church in Chicago, Illinois. Support for this podcast comes from your generous gifts and donations. To find out more about CFC Jesus Ministries or our church, please visit www.cfcjesus.org.
Today is a special day. As you can see, our pastors will not be up here. I'll be a quick, small message today, but I want to open up this morning, quick couple announcements before we get to a small message. I want to thank the veterans. Yesterday was Veterans Day, so if we have any veterans in our audience today, please stand. And I want to say thank you for your service and praise God for what you do for our country and blessings to you and your family. Thank you. Also, for our men's group, I want to say thank you for all the men that helped out with the church yesterday. Again, with the lighting and many of the things that go around with this church. It's an old church, and I want to just say thank you to all who helped, Mark and Tony, and whoever was here, everyone here, Israel and John, you know who you are, like I said, you know. I want to say thank you for those who put forth a great effort to maintain this building and keep it up to date. So thank you again. Praise the Lord. And join us tomorrow, Monday. We have a Bible study here in the evening at 7 o'clock. We also have a evening service today at 6:30, so please join us. Our Ladies' Christmas, if we don't know, this, all the holidays are coming up quick. We've got Thanksgiving coming up in a couple weeks. Christmas, December 9th. Ladies, please put this on your calendars. December 9th is Ladies' Christmas banquet, dinner. See Ms. Janice Sims. Ms. Janice, can you raise your hand? Janice Sims, she'll be the one collecting any finances and taking care of all of that and tickets and stuff. So praise God. Welcome to Christian Fellowship Church this morning. If you don't know who I am, my name is Daniel Mahalski. I've been here for quite a while. I'm the youth pastor leader downstairs. I've been service in that role for quite a while, and it's an honor to do that. And today's a special day. God has blessed this church with not one but two pastors. For some reason, we have been given a double portion. We have a double portion of anointing here. Amen. Praise God. And I want to tell you that the Bible instructs us to give honor to whom honor is due. And I know the character and I know the integrity of our pastors because they are family to me. And I want to tell you that these two pastors, Pastor Ken, Pastor Pam, are exactly the same in private as they are in public. They love their families and they love all of you, just like their family, because we are the family of God. And I do not ever hear Pastor Ken or Pastor Pam in private speaking against any of you. What I do hear is that if someone speaks against you, they are quick to defend and fierce about defending you. And it would be wrong for us to honor them and say thank you to them. It actually honors God when we honor them because they represent Christ to us. And one of the things that I notice about our pastors is their love and compassion. And that they show consistently to all, to everyone. And they're always ready to come near to the one who is suffering. I know we all hear about pastors who have fallen and not honored the position God has given them. But these two pastors live above reproach. And this is what we need to see, especially in today's time. A pastor is a shepherd, and a shepherd that follows the good shepherd will keep you safe. They will protect you. And they will warn you. When these pastors tell you that you need to be in God's house, they are doing that because the Bible says you should be in the house of God. When these pastors tell you that we need to tithe, they are telling you because the Word tells us that. And they don't want you to be, you know, not to be blessed. When the pastors tell you to forgive one another, they do it because they know it will set you free. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have rule over you, submit yourselves, for they watch over your souls. This applies to civil authority like our police officers and leaders, and even more so to our pastors. There was a great man who once said, I am your pastor. If I cannot correct you, I cannot help you at all. And this is the truth. The Bible also has another verse. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. There are people who will go from church to church because they do not want accountability. They want to hear that all is well. You can sin and do whatever you want, and God is okay with that. What you will receive in this church is the truth. Our pastors will not deceive you. I want the truth. Comes from a good movie. I want the truth. You know, someone would say, you can't handle the truth, but we can handle the truth. We will handle the truth because I want you to know that there is trouble ahead. I want you to know if the bridge is out. And I just wrote this down because I'm in a book. I've been reading a book, a little off the what I got here, but it's just the Word of God. I'm reading a book, So Many Lions, So Few Daniels, and life is filled with trials and problems, worries, and concerns. And most of us like to live on a street called Stress-a-me. You know, not Sesame, but Stress-a-me. We're always on the Stress-a-me street. It's in this book I read. I'm quoting his words here. Okay, not me. I didn't write that. So, but we all have a daily choice. Do we become anxious about the future and tremble in fear of our many adversities that surround us? Or does faith help us to stand strong, whether we are faithful, fearful, or faithful, depends on if we are faithful, if we are faithful when it comes to the promise of God. And that's what our pastors are teaching us. It's just simple. It says, for we know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil that are in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, for you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes of the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given for the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, for which can extinguish the firing of the flaming darts of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit. My mom, for Halloween, decided she don't dress up. I never dressed up. But my mom walked around with a sword. She called it the sword of the spirit. And there's kids, can I trick or treat? My mom's like, here's a treat, and pulls the sword out. I'm like, Ma, you're crazy. You know, it's like these people are looking at you like you're nuts. True story, you know. And these two ladies next to her are dressed in angels, and she's like, you know, I don't say Happy Halloween. It's the Satan's holiday. And I'm like, oh, man, they're going to think she's crazy. But she had the sword of truth out, preaching the truth. Sometimes we may look a little bit different to the world, but we have to be different. We have to stand. We have to stand. So praise God, you know. We need the instructions of the Word of God. God shows us how to live a better way. And our pastors teach us God, the God way, and train us by their example. They do not tell us to read God's Word and then they don't read it. They do not tell us to tithe and then they do not tithe. They do not tell us to love and they don't. I want to remind us all of something. Our pastors are human. They show us grace. They show us grace and mercy and are responsible to do the same, and we are responsible to do the same for them. They are not perfect, and we are also far from perfect. Whenever you can encourage them, as we have Sister Debbie, thank you again for running this, passing out the flyers and encouraging them as we just came through Pastors Appreciation Month. That's why we're here right now. We want to encourage them, bless them, but not just, you know, on Pastor's Appreciation Day. We want to keep them in prayer all the time, okay? Pray for their families all the time. All pastors and their families are targeted by the enemy. If you hear someone talking about them, it's your job to stand up and are equally guilty of dishonoring to them, and if that will affect your own blessing. We want to stand up against that. A pastor is a gift. These pastors cover you. They cover you with prayer, and that is why we pray for them. What do you do for them that God will do for you? What you do for them, I'm sorry, God will do for you. Now, like as I said, October was Pastor's Appreciation Month, but we chose this time, November, because it's the month of Thanksgiving, as we're coming up on Thanksgiving. And we are here to thank God for our pastors who are our shepherds and for our God who gave them to us. And we are thankful for one another. It is important to not take the gifts that God gives us for granted. And Deuteronomy 8:12 says, when you have eaten your fill and have built a fine house, we all have that tendency to take things for granted. God will be always telling Israel's leaders not to forget God, to remember God, remember, to remember the praise. Do not forget the good things the Lord your God has given you when you have what you need, which we all do. You must be purposely love. We must purposely love. We must choose love and choose to live with honor. So at this moment in time, I'd like to ask our pastors, Pastor Ken, Pastor Pam, please come forward. I'd also like to ask Brother Furlins, please. Brother Tony Pacina, please. Gio, Irma, I'd like you to please come forward. I would like to lay hands on our pastors, and will you please lead us in prayer for this point in time. And we will celebrate this too. We do have cake. We do have some refreshments outside in our foyer for a celebration of our pastors today as we conclude this service. I know it's kind of short, but we want to honor our pastors today and say thank you to them. Amen. Amen.
Great. Praise God. First of all, I want to we're all in agreement because we're of one mind anyways. So we're just going to be praying along together. First of all, for the church in general, we just ask for a physical blessing and protection on our church, and also financial blessing so we can become a storehouse for everybody we can even imagine to come in contact with. Father, we're asking for everybody in our church in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're just asking a blessing upon Pastor Ken and Pastor Pam. Father, we thank you for their service and just thank you for everything they've done and the reward they have coming to them. And we just ask that they do everything in your perfect love and your perfect will. We're asking that all their families, both their families, even grandkids that aren't born yet, blessing upon them and claim them for the kingdom of God. And Father, we're just asking health, a special blessing of health upon both of them and their families, Father God, that they can walk everywhere with no worries and no worries whatsoever, Father, and escape the fire of the arts of the enemy. Father, we're also asking that you give them special wisdom to keep preaching the word just until they're called home, till we're all called home. We're so thankful for it, and we're grateful for it, Father God, and thankful for the church they've given us and you've given us, and help us to be good and faithful stewards over everything. We thank you for pastors and love them and give you the glory, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We all can sit down. Me and Pam are just going to say thank you to everyone. We love all of you so much, too. Seriously, y'all are here all the time. You support us through prayer. You support the church financially. All of the amazing, this building, the condition that it is in because of so many people that have volunteered and have done so many things. So many people have dedicated so much. But what I wanted to say is, and that feels so amazing to have people pray for you. I can't tell you. Every single person in this place, though, you need to know how unique and special you are, and that God knows exactly who you are. The goal of your life, I heard this from Rick Joyner, I think, the goal of your life is to give honor to God. And boy, Dan's right. We pastors make mistakes all the time. Thank God for the cross and forgiveness. I'm grateful that we don't have church scandals. That we know who we are. That I know who I am in Christ. That when I fall, I'm going to always return to the rock. And life is so crazy, isn't it? As Amy Grant said, she had a song called Hats, talking about everywhere she goes, she has to switch hats. She's a mom sometimes. She's a grandmother. She's a sister. She's a daughter. And as I go through my life during the week, it just gets crazy. It gets insane. There's so many problems. But on the first day of the week, in the morning, we come to this place to remind ourselves who we are and who we belong to. And thank God for this altar, Pam, that we can just fall on the altar and say, forgive my sins. I really do love each and every one of you. I pray for everyone. I pray for hurts. I pray for that God's the healer of broken hearts. I'm so glad he's close to the brokenhearted. That means he's close to me. I'm glad that we don't have a place of pride here, that we are all struggling people, that we all, no one's better than anyone else. We're all facing the same things, but we serve such a mighty God. I'm so thankful for this altar. I'm so thankful for you. And I just want every person to realize how loved they are by God, by us, but they are not forgotten in the kingdom, not at all. Your day is coming. Your day is coming that you're going to shine and God's going to wrap his arms around you. So keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep running the race. Keep asking for forgiveness. Keep loving people. And when you fall, don't be like Adam and Eve and hide. You just get up, go before the Lord. This altar is open. Come boldly in your time of need. Thank you so much. I love you all.
What he said, basically. I just want to thank you for all that you do. And more than that, I want to thank you for who you are. Because I watch your lives and I see that you're who you say that you are. And that's the goal, to live a life of integrity and honor in the sight of the Lord and in the presence of one another. And by way of thank you, I just want to say something to you. I can't do life without you. I can't. I can't do life without Frida and Janice, Lisa, and all of you, John and Tony and Les. And you can't do life without us either. If you try, it's going to be very, very hard. I feel sorry for people that don't immerse themselves into church community, into the body of Christ, because if you cut off yourself, if you disconnect yourself from the body, the body lives on, but you die. It's like cutting off an arm. That arm dies. The body will live and will heal over time. But you die, and you're never the same as again. We need each other in good times and in hard times. So we just want to thank you with all our hearts. And for those of you who don't know, I am going to give you an update on our mom. Most of you know that our mom has been in the hospital, and you guys have all been praying. And the other night, the rapid response team had to come in two different separate times. And it's not good because we know, you know, we see, we're wise. God prepares you for things. We're praying that she's going to get past this time. But they're very much struggling to keep her blood pressure down. They've done everything that they know how to do. And there are certain tests like angios that she could not withstand. So they're not going to be doing that, but they've asked us if they can treat her aggressively for blockages and things. So if you would just pray for her, we love her, and that God might extend her time. And if not, pray for us. So thank you guys so much, and for all you do. We honor you. I don't know why you're honoring us, because we wouldn't have a church without you. It would just be Ken and I standing here preaching to the four walls. But we thank you, and we thank those who serve and don't get a thank you, like Debbie and Maribel and people who come here and they preach on a Sunday night to four, five, six people, but they are faithful. And Tony and all you guys in the music ministry, I just love every one of you. You guys are the best of the best. Don't tell me about other churches. I know that we get along. We love each other. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from CFC Jesus Ministries, a Christian Fellowship Church in Chicago, Illinois. Support for this podcast comes from your generous gifts and donations. To find out more about CFC Jesus Ministries or our church, please visit www.cfcjesus.org.